Blog Talk Radio.
Show you don't want to be a no-show on, because we have some very interesting people, and we have one guest tonight, and that is Cindy Lapore Mogovero, who is the author of Bubbles and Billy Sandwalker, a new children's book. And if you're viewing the if you're online, if you're on the radio, you won't see it, but if you're watching and listening via the RBR Network page, you'll see a picture of Cindy and the front and back covers of Bubbles and Billy Sandwalker. And we'll be talking with her and possibly the illustrator, Lane Keaton Mersch, will also be with us. We're attempting to get her on the line. First of all, let me
They're talking and they're saying hello.
Hello there. Is that Cindy?
That would be Lane.
Hi.
Okay. Hey, Lane. Are both of you online?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Okay, great. I couldn't tell from, for some reason, that it wasn't coming through when I asked about if you guys were there. Let me take just a moment, and then we'll get right with you both, okay?
Okay.
I want to remind you that if you miss part of the show, if there's something that you come in late or something like that, just remember that you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's BLOGTALK, blogtalkradio.com /Renford, RENFORD. And about 10 minutes or so after the show is over, it will be in the archive. So if you go to blogtalkradio.com /Renford and then go, that'll take you to the RBR Network page. And if you go to the left-hand side and scroll down, you'll come to the show. It'll be one of the first that comes up. Since we have both Cindy Lapore Mogovero and Lane Keaton Mersch on the line, and we're going to be talking about Bubbles and Billy Sandwalker, I want to get right to them and let you know about this new children's book. Welcome to the show, both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Looks like
That's
we're going
surprise.
To be talking simultaneously.
Yeah. Well, that was, it's quite a – I didn't think about it earlier on about the fact that that Lane might be – I'd invited her to listen to the show, but then it occurred to me that she could add something about the her wonderful illustrations for the book. This book has 41 pages of illustrations, and they're in color. And if you're watching, you can see the front and back cover of Bubbles and Billy Sandwalker up on your screen. How did you guys meet? And I mean, this looks like a big project that you. And how long have you been working on it? And how did all this come about?
You want to go ahead, Cindy? Or you want me to?
Either way, it was a miracle, an absolute miracle. We met at the UFO conference in Sedona, Arizona, when 2 years ago, Lane?
Last year. Right, in February.
And she was walking along and had this awesome T-shirt on, and it had dolphins. And I'll let you take it from there.
Obviously, the dolphin lady saw that and got her attention.
Yes.
Absolutely.
We began talking and realized we had a very mutual interest in dolphins, and the conversation just grew from there. And then she was telling me she was getting ready to do a book soon and was looking for an illustrator. And I was very excited about it and waited a little while to call her because I kind of couldn't believe it was true, and I'm glad that I did.
Well, the way we came
really
on
funny
with the... Go ahead.
It was really funny because she didn't call me for months. But I knew she was the one that was supposed to illustrate the book, so I was waiting on her.
It was just one of those things I thought, oh, yeah, people talk. I wonder if it will really happen. And, you know, I don't know, just figured she probably had all kinds of other people that she would know. And I don't know, I just second-guessed myself for a while until finally I said, it just something came to me and said, call her. What are you waiting for? So I did.
Well, we jumped into the show right quickly because they both came on the line at right almost simultaneously there. But I didn't really get a chance to do an introduction. So let me do a little bit of introduction here. Cindy is literally an advocate for dolphins. She's an intuitive, and is trying to, I believe, in this book to relate some of the thinking that she thinks that human beings ought to know. And you can correct me, Cindy, if I'm wrong, or if you want to add anything to that. After Katrina and also the oil spill, she's very active in her work on behalf of the dolphins. And maybe Lane, go ahead and tell any other introduction you'd like to make there, Cindy, and then I'll have Lane do the same thing.
Okay. I met the dolphins when I was living in Hawaii about 25 years ago, maybe 30. I don't want to give away my age. And then I went and lived on a sailboat for a while, and I was with the dolphins every day. And then my little dogs, I've always been very psychic, and my little dogs taught me animal communication. And I would go get Abigail, who is a featured character in the book, and we would go to the front of the sailboat, and the dolphins would leave, go get their babies, and come back, and literally I could tell that Abigail and the dolphins were having a conversation, and one day I asked to be included, and oh my goodness, it changed my world.
Are any of the characters in the book yourself, or are you withholding the names to protect the guilty?
Let's let Lane tell us about herself first, and then we'll get into that, if that's okay.
Okay. Lane, tell us about your work and so forth. Love to hear that.
Well, I've been pretty much drawing or painting as long as I can remember. I started cartooning when I was a child, and then when I was taking classes in college, I took some painting classes and then just fell in love with painting and haven't stopped since, and that's been probably 30 years now, and I love to paint. I love the ocean, and dolphins just seem to call to me, and that's kind of where Cindy and I connected, because even when a dolphin doesn't really belong in a painting, I throw one anyway, and it just, they're fun little magical creatures, and I love painting them, and I love to paint. I can never get enough, so there's no white walls in my house. I have nothing but murals everywhere. Paint murals whenever I get a chance, and I love it. So this was one of the best projects I've ever done, was illustrating this book. I absolutely loved it. When I started reading the story, I just, you know, instantly said, I want to do this job, give me more, and we really connected. I really felt connected to her characters.
And I believe there are 41 illustrations in this book that go with the storyline, and That has got, probably must have been one of your larger projects, huh?
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. I went nonstop and told my family, I'm going to just check out here and do the minimal I have to at home. And they were very supportive, and I just painted constantly. But it was really easy to do, because as I was reading the story, I just started making notes, and they just basically came to me. I mean, it was very easy to illustrate, and it was just fun and the idea that I could put her words into pictures and make the magic come alive was just an honor. It was great.
Cindy, you have a very busy schedule with your healing modalities and so forth that you do as well. What was the inspiration to actually do the book?
Well, I'm a psychic, and I get a lot of messages from angels and various beings. And one day I was not a happy camper. I'll just put it that way. And I sat down and I went, okay, I surrender. I need some help here. And I asked my dolphin guides to come in and show me what they wanted me to do. Because although I teach Bubbles of Joy weekends and I teach dolphin skills to humans, and, you know, I've got a myriad of things that I do. And all of a sudden they just took me by the hand and put me on a beach and handed me a book. And I had made the vow that I would never write. I hated writing. And I had always told them, you know, if you guys want me to write a book, you better make it easy, because otherwise it's not going to happen. And they did. They showed me the whole entire book. I got up 2 hours later after I read it cover to cover. I even saw the cover, front and back, which Lane captured almost perfectly. And I wrote a third of the book in about 3.5 hours. And then about 3 months later, when I got some pictures back from Lane, they gave me the next third of the book. And I got it written in about a week. And then about 2 months later, I got more pictures from Lane. So it was very synchronistic. And I wrote the whole ending in about another week. And each part of it is amazing.
I've had a lot of authors tell me that, and I've had the experience myself where however it comes to you, you're just caught up with it, and you got to sit down, and it comes very rapidly, and you just almost like downloading it.
It was a download, and it came straight from the dolphins. And then after the book was done, and I got the illustrations, and then the hard part starts, because then you got to start editing it and putting it together and editing it more. But all throughout the whole thing, every time I've done an edit, I sat down with my guides, masters, angels, and dolphins and went, what percentage of this is accurate on your message? And I'd get 80 to 90%, which is extremely high. And even now today, with my book in my hand, my proof that I've got, it hits right at 90% on the message that they want to convey.
Well,
and there's no bad guy in the book, so I like that part.
Yeah.
So I was going to see if I can answer your question on the characters. Is that okay, Cindy?
Sure, yeah. Absolutely.
Okay. I asked her at one point when some of the characters just were very descriptive and very easy to paint, because she gave me the details of larger eyes and blue, and so as I'm reading the story, so it became really easy. And when I was reading the characters, I was asking her on Cece, this is sounding kind of like it could be you, is it? And she basically said that, you know, that it was. I don't know if it's, I don't want to, you know, misquote it, I don't know if it's exactly, but I remembered what she looked like, and so as I was doing the painting, I kept that in mind. And it made it a little bit easier to do the painting with that image. And what I also noticed, and this is really strange and maybe just meant to be, but as I was reading about the mom sounded like me. I'm always painting. I almost always have paint on my hands or my clothes. My son is often saying to me when I come out of the studio from behind my house, just like in the book, Mom, you have paint on you. And I'm like, oh, that's okay. And I just, so as I'm reading this character, I'm going, oh, my gosh, this is me. And I always have my hair up when I'm painting, so that made it kind of fun. And although I'm not very blonde, in the story I am, so.
It was interesting
in
the
really
story.
It was really funny how these, these characters came about, because they actually had their own personalities. And although I didn't really base the mom on Lane, the mom was Lane.
Mm-hmm.
And although I didn't really purposefully base Cece on me, it ended up, it was a perfect description of me. So
it was an interesting, it was an interesting.
And there were several other characters that were based on people.
Yeah. In the book, the Billy thinks he's all alone. He doesn't, he thinks that it's just not something that his mother would understand or that anybody would know about. And then as you get to the end, you realize that she's been involved all along. I thought that was an interesting way that you did that.
Yeah, that came about in a lot of different ways, because I think we as humanity, one of the things we have across the board is each one of us feels kind of isolated and alone and feels different. And, you know, the difference is that we're all unique and beautiful sparks of God. But also that aloneness makes you have a real problem connecting and seeing other people for who they really are. And from where he starts off to where the book ends, his relationship with Bubbles is what actually shifts his relationship with his family, his community, and the world.
Well, and the fact that he is very ecology-minded and cares about the ocean, he always has two nets in his hand, picking up treasures and picking up trash, really sends out a nice message to people about how we do need to take care of our world and our planet and our ocean. And I really liked the way, as I was reading this, I was just always amazed at all the different little things that were in there. I worked off and on with children with disabilities at schools here, and what she was saying as far as for people thinking that there's something wrong with them and then finding out that there's not. They're gifted in a whole different way and are in touch to the world way different than we are when they have some kind of other issue or, you know, what we call a disability. Really, they can turn it around. And Billy, you know, they thought they, as she said in the book, you know, people thought he was something was wrong with them, and then find out that, you know, he just has this wonderful gift, and it's just, he's unique, and that's wonderful, and that sends a nice message too.
The book will be, Bubbles and Billy Sandwalker will be up in the bookstore at im-core.org very shortly. Delivery of the books and availability will be within the next 10 days. At the outside, I think we'll be up before then, and you'll be able to get Bubbles and Billy Sandwalker. Let me see here. Question I had. Yeah, what's the contact number is going to be for you in the interim? Now I know Lane's looking at getting a website up. How can people contact you, Cindy?
They can contact me through my website, which is www.dolphinhugs.com. They can also contact me by phone, which is on Facebook and on my website. I am taking pre-orders, by the way. The cost of the book is $20.
Okay. And you're taking pre-orders, so anybody could call the number up on the website and order. Do you have pictures or anything up there, or you hadn't had? I don't.
Yeah, we
do
have a page. We
okay.
do have a page up already, and we are also promoting it on Facebook.
Right.
We
both have a Facebook page, and we're kind of interlinked with each other, and both have put different pictures up there for people to see.
Okay.
Right.
That's good.
And by the way, we have T-shirts and magnets and, oh, my goodness, all kinds of stuff that are linked in with this book that are very, very sweet and part of the art of the book. Plus this phenomenal T-shirt.
What do you think the age brackets or what age bracket children would be able to from what age to what age do you think would they would
really
all
ages.
The
inner children of every person on this planet.
So adults as well.
Definitely.
Adults as well. It's written on several different levels to where I think that an adult would enjoy it just as much as a child.
Definitely. As I was reading that, I was asking her the same thing. How are you going to market this? Because to call it a children's book seems like it's limiting it, because it is for every age. It's just this magical journey that anybody could enjoy. And it wouldn't be for really, really small kids to read to themselves if there's, you know, basic reading level. But as soon as you start to have any kind of reading skills, it's right there for them to read themselves. And younger kids, moms can read or parents could read to them.
Well, your illustrations are so vivid, too, that I think that even if a child couldn't read, they'd have fun looking at the pictures.
That was the whole idea.
Oh, absolutely.
And get the story. You know,
a picture paints a thousand words. I was trying each picture was a separate journey, and I wanted the painting in itself to be a painting. And then I don't know if it's the last page because I haven't seen the proof of the book, but the idea when it was one of them was the last page, which was the one we turned into a T-shirt so that we can continue getting the positive energy, can heal the universe, is the message that, as I was reading
the
book,
back,
that...
I think the back page is the one that says positive energy. It just
that's
slipped
the
off
back
the
cover.
Screen. Yeah. And the only thing else that's on there is the barcode and so forth. Yeah. And that would make a good T-shirt, all right, just looking at it. That's a great... a picture for...
Does it have the whole picture on there, Cindy?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
The only thing that didn't make it was the mermaid in the corner because she's covered by the barcode, but we've also got the same picture on the inside where you can see the whole thing because that's one of the most phenomenal pictures I've ever seen and pretty much says it all.
Yeah. All right.
I got a lot of different critiques on how the back cover was supposed to look. You know, that you're supposed to put what the book's about on the back cover, and everybody has their idea of what back covers are supposed to be. But when I saw that painting, I knew that was the back cover because it says
it
all.
Yeah, I know. I know when I pick up a book, and, you know, the first thing you attract you is the front cover, and then the very next thing you do is turn to the back to see what the book is going to be about. But the fact is, that back cover, you don't need any words other than what's on there. I mean, you don't really need a description of the book because it's telling you there in the painting.
Absolutely.
So you have what you want to convey there without having a lot of verbiage about what the book is about.
And we just recently expanded to putting it on little, like, onesies and toddler-sized shirts, and they're doing wonderfully. It just, because it is a nice little message. People really like the message. And it's good to put that in early on into kids, since it's kind of for kids, trying to put that out there and get the message out.
Let me take a few minutes, and we remind you that if you would like to call in and ask Lane or Cindy any questions about what you're seeing on the screen or about the book or about dolphins or about anything else, then just call 1-347-838-9142. That's 347-838-9142. And when you do that, be sure and press the one button on your touchtone dial, and that will flag Cecil, our moderator and RBR director, to bring you into the room so that you can ask either Cindy or Lane any question that you'd like to about the book. So keep that in mind, 347-838-9142, and then press the 1 once you're connected to the show, and then Cecil will bring you in. Also, if you've missed part or of the show getting started, you can go back and go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's BLOGTALK, blogtalkradio.com/Renford, and you'll be able to hear all of the show. All the shows are archived. We have 5 shows on the RBR network. On Monday nights, at 6:30. Pam Drennan brings us Cosmic Contacts, and this is a very interesting show. I think Cindy will be, if she hasn't already, will be going to that show also, talking about, this is a show about intuitives, mediums, clairvoyance. And that's a very interesting show that Pam has. And then at 8 o'clock, it's the Searcher's Roadmap show with Keith Blanchard. And the Searcher's Roadmap show was the first show that we started better than 2 years ago. All of the shows are archived. You can go back to, in fact, you can go back there a little ways on the Searcher's Roadmap, and you'll find who but Cindy Lepore Mogovero. She's been on that show before. So, these are shows that are there for you. You can go back and follow up on and look. Sometimes a guest will be with us for over a period of time, and you can see some progress or some developments that they've had from the original show. And then on Tuesday night, it's the I Am Well show, IAM-WLL show, and we have a new program beginning there, and I'll be putting out information on that. But it primarily, the guests on that show are people who are working in some form of alternate healing, anything from Reiki to acupuncture, from herbalist to types of healing that with certain kinds of equipment, energy, crystals, and so forth. So it's a very interesting show from the standpoint of alternate healing systems. And then on Wednesday night, it's this show, the No Show. And I don't have a specific theme as the other shows. I bring people that I think ought to have more coverage, that have interesting vocations or had an interesting experience that I want you listeners to know about. And then on Thursday from New York, Daryl Clark brings us the Progressive News Weekly. And this is a show that deals more with current events and issues that are maybe you could say hot topics of the time. That comes at 5:30 Central Standard Time. The rest of the shows, except for the Monday show, Monday we have one at 6:30 and one at 8. And then on Tuesday, Wednesday, they're at 7. And then the one on Thursday is 5:30, and this is all Central Standard Time. So you're welcome to tune in there and listen. And if you would like to get a sample, just go to the archives, go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Renford. Go to the left-hand side, scroll down, and you'll see quite a variety of shows, as I said, going back for more than 2 years. I want to also, while we're in a little bit of a commercial mode here, remind you and welcome you to, and invite you to go to the I Am Core. That's www.iam-cor.org. This is our homepage, iam-cor.org, and view the virtual campus of the Institute of Applied Metaphysics. This program of study, there's 3 degree levels, and this is interconnected with the Church of Revelation program. And you can see all of the courses in detail are up there. You can also click on the bookstore, and you can view the Renford books, and you will be, as you will be seeing, also Bubbles and Billy Sandwalker are up there, because this is the page for authors that worked with I Am Press. If you have written a book, or you're even thinking about writing a book, then go down in that directory to where it says I Am Press. Click on that and download the author package. This explains the 3-step program that we work with first, especially with first time authors. First, putting them in the position of making informed decisions, knowing where they are, what the costs are, what's involved in the whole process. And then the second stage, going into the actual production of the book, including everything from barcode, ISBN, book cover design, editing, proofing, formatting for ebook, formatting for regular print books and for the fulfillment centers. And also we are now organized to do audio books. So any book that you've got, if you've already written one and you'd like to have it put into audio form, we can do that as well. So keep those, keep that, go take a look at that website. We'll talk about the Laws of Material Wealth Personal Development Program maybe a little bit later, but I'd like to get back to my guest, Cindy Lapore Mogavero, and the illustrator for Bubbles and Billy Sandwalker, Lane Mersch. Glad to have you back on the show here.
Thank you. You didn't talk about your TV show.
You are absolutely right. I've got to keep you on board here just to remind me of things. We do have a new TV show, and Cindy is going to be a guest on that show, but we do have a new show. I've shot, we've had, I think, 7 episodes have been completed. We had to do that before we got a booking. The show will be on Comcast Cable Network in Memphis. That's Channel 17. And those of you who are outside the area will be archiving these shows on the IM Core website, and you'll be able to see them there. And this is called The Bookman Show. And my guests are people who have that we've helped in writing a book, or it may be an expert on a particular book that we want to find more out about that book. And some of the shows deal specifically with your efforts in writing and tips and aids, all types of books, because we've published everything from cookbooks to novels, even though most of them are nonfiction books. We are able to deal with any kind of book. So the Bookman Show, we are having a great deal of fun with it, and we expect it to be of a lot of interest to folks. And thank you for reminding me of that, Cindy. I don't
You're
know
welcome.
When Cindy will be on there, but when we get her into to Memphis, then we will do that shooting. Hopefully, I am told that we'll be able to do these shows in a Skype fashion also. In other words, that I would be able to go out and have Lane on a show talking about her work with the illustration and showing pictures and everything else on it that way, so that everybody doesn't have to be in Memphis to shoot a particular episode of the show.
Oh,
so,
well, believe you me, when I come to shoot it, I'm going to have all of Lane's pictures right behind me.
Right. Well, it's an interesting process, and we shoot in the studio on Friday mornings, and I try to do 2 shows each week to build up enough that, you know, I don't have to be doing it every day. But the Blog Talk shows, our shows on the RBR network, are live so that you can call in and ask questions. And with the no show, you'll be able to email or write in and ask questions. And some of the shows will be dedicated to nothing but questions and answers on that show, specifically having to do with writing or publishing, getting your book published. So that is, thank you for reminding me of that. And I want to remind you again, if you've got questions, or any question that you'd like to ask of Cindy Lapore Mogavero, the author of Bubbles and Billy Sandwalker, or Lane Mersch. And am I pronouncing your name correctly, Lane?
Yes.
It's Mersch.
Mersch, yes.
Who has created and brought the story to life in picture form with 41 illustrations for the book Bubbles and Billy Sandwalker. Where are you guys going to be doing any touring together, or seminar, workshop, or anything of that nature?
Oh, we think that would be so fun, and I'm really hoping that, Lane, tell them about your shop that you opened, and I'm hoping that I'll get to come there and sign books. The shop that...
Well, I have several different little places here in my town that are going to be wanting to sell the book, and that I have T-shirts and things in, and some galleries that are going to start putting the work up. I have a little studio behind my house. But Cindy and I have talked about, like, going to the New Age gift shop, I think it was, in Denver next year.
Oh, that's the New Age trade show.
Trade show, right, okay. And then she was talking about coming up this way here, hopefully next spring. We have a little gallery here in the little town I live in, and they are a nice little shop that have crepes and wine and things for people, and they want to do a special, and they would love to have Cindy sign. They said they wanted to have me there as an illustrator since I'm local, and they would love to have Cindy come through if she could. And they're going to do like a big children's celebration in the beginning of next year. So we would love to, and she's talking about coming through this way. So if she comes through on the West Coast, I'll gladly join up with her. And at some point, I still need to make it out to Mississippi, which my husband and I want to do maybe next year. And I think it would be wonderful. I would love to go on some places with her.
Lane lives in, is it Red Bay?
Redway, California, which is up in the Redwoods.
In the Redwood Forest there.
Yes.
So you've heard the song about Redwood Forest. That's where she's coming to us from tonight. And I have tried to entice her to come to Memphis and visit Beale Street and some of the real blues places that Cecil talks about being real blues
places.
And I would
love to.
In Memphis. And Graceland and all the rest of it. And
my husband and I are big blues down
there.
Well, that's actually next January. We're going to go on the Legendary Rhythm of Blues cruise, and that's where we're going to go ahead and stop in and see Cindy, hopefully, and check out New Orleans, which we've never been to, and get a little taste of the South, which we need to do.
Yeah.
I think it would be wonderful.
That would be a real good trip for you. We haven't as yet, since the book is just finished, we haven't got heavily into the marketing of the book itself, but you're so much further ahead than most authors that we work with that you've already got T-shirts and what else, what other product? You've got T-shirts and what else are you doing?
Well, we have, right now, I know Cindy takes them on the road with her, and I've done some here. We have magnets, and we have, and some of them in the shapes of hearts, and some of them on little recycled wood pieces that we get from the backyard that has just fallen on the ground. So we use recycled wood, wood fallen, nature's remnant, so to speak, and then put the pictures of the different illustrations on them onto magnets. And then we have the clothing in all different sizes. Like I said, we went, you know, down to doing the little onesies and the 2T and 3T for children. And right now there's just the one picture, but at some point, which is the positive energy can heal the universe. But at some point, I would love to do T-shirts with the T-shirts that Cindy has in her book. Because each time when you read the story, that she talks about the mom having a special T-shirt on, and she describes it to a T, I said, okay, I have to do a picture showing this T-shirt, which was a challenge because at one point I had the mother looking like she was a football player in order to get large enough to get all the words on there, painted it on. But so that was a challenge, and that was fun. But, you know, at some point I would love to make shirts that are the same shirt that the mom wears. I think that would be fun.
Yeah. What else do you have, Cindy? Do you have any of that made up already? You said something about T-shirt.
Oh, no. Mm-mm, not yet. There's one point where Billy gets his tail after he meets Bubbles the dolphin.
Yeah, and I remember that.
And Lane did this beautiful picture of Billy leaping through the air with Bubbles the dolphin that I think would make the perfect bookmark. Mm. So, but
all
I haven't
right,
really talked to her
shape.
About that yet.
right. Yeah, because it's got the long shape.
I definitely leave the art to Lane because she is just so creative in that area, and I'm just honored to be able to work with her.
Right.
We put that on stickers.
Vinyl stickers. There's the two designs that are on. Actually, no, one design from the book and then one that I also had from previous because it had dolphins in it that I've turned into stickers. And they're vinyl stickers, so you can put them on your car, you know, preferably where it doesn't block your view, but like on the side. I have them on my side windows on my car. And they replaced some stickers that I had that were more political, and I thought this is way more a more pleasant statement. So I took those off, and now I have those sporting on my car. And then little small ones for children, you know, so that they're real inexpensive. And trying to make everything real, real affordable price-wise so we can get the message out there.
So if you want to get a T-shirt or anything,
there's a definite message that is really overlaying the entire book. Even though there's not a bad guy in the book, the dolphins really wanted to get the message out that with joy, which dolphins are all about radical joy, no matter what the circumstances, but through joy, we can send healing, not only to ourselves, but to the planet. And
I wanted to give you
a message in this.
I wanted to give you the last bit of the show at the very close to kind of come in with your message from the dolphins and talk about the book. And so just hold on to that thought again, and we'll repeat that. If you are looking at the screen, look at the picture that comes up, Positive Energy in the Universe there, which is a painting by Lane and is the back cover of the book. And they are producing T-shirts and a wide variety of items that one can get with that painting on it. So keep that in mind. I want to remind you that we've got a little bit of time left here. So if you want to ask a question about the book or ask anything of Cindy or Lane, call 347-838-9142. It's on the screen, 347-838-9142. If you have someone who would like to listen to the show and they're not on, and I should have said this earlier, if they're not online or don't have a computer, they can call in on 347-838-9142 and listen to the show, as well as being the means of asking the questions. If you do want to ask a question and you call in 347-838-9142, then be sure and press the 1 button on your touchtone dial so Cecil can bring you in for your questions. Would you like for me just to give you a little bit of time, Lane, to talk about what your feeling is about the book and so forth, and then I'll let Cindy close out the show with her message from the dolphins. How does that sound?
Okay. Well, as I was illustrating the book, it was very easy to illustrate, and I could have probably done twice as many pictures, but I knew I had to stop at some point. And it was just an incredible feeling as I was painting them. The colors just came on the canvas really easily. She's constantly talking about pink loving energy and the dolphins being happy and, you know, energies. And of course, bubbles are very fun and whimsical of to paint. And, you know, when you look at bubbles that are floating in the air and you look around all ages, I mean, I've been at festivals and seen, you know, adults, myself included, blowing bubbles in the air and dancing and laughing, and it's something you never outgrow. And so to be able to put that on canvas and in order to and to be able to illustrate this message was just an amazing, amazing project to do. And it was very easy. And I paint very colorfully, and I love to put lots of color out there. I guess you would call it impressionist style color where you wouldn't normally see it. And I pretty much see it, kind of like Billy. And she talks in the story about how Billy sees colors and auras around people, and it was just, so it made it a lot of fun to paint, because I was always thinking that in mind, throwing extra colors in there, thinking this is how Billy would see it, and not really knowing if I needed to paint from Billy's perspective or from the perspective of the reader, so I kind of tried to take it both ways. So you figure when Billy's not in the picture, which is very seldom, most of the pictures he's in there somewhere, But when he's not, it would be kind of like what he would see. And I guess it was wonderful. It was just probably one of the neatest projects I've done. I've painted kids' rooms before, and, you know, the same kind of thing, made them very colorful, and knowing that this is going for children mainly, but again, for all ages, trying to put that little whimsical air to it when it came to the features on the people, trying to make them very simple and whimsical, not total stick figure, not totally, but to the kind of in between, so that it, you know, would call all ages, and it was easy. It was fun.
Well, when we were doing the work on the book, IM Press is the publisher of Bubbles and Billy Sandwalker, and as we were working, I was working with Cecil on the pictures. I remember thinking, and I think we talked about it, it's almost a shame because it came to us on an 8.5 by 11, and we had to put it into a 6 by 9 format. And almost a shame to reduce the size of those. So I would encourage you guys to do slides, because I think it'd be great to show it up on a screen and do your presentations, letting people see the pictures on screen.
Well, all the originals are very large. I had to do very large paintings in order to get the details. So when you reduce it down, you can see the eyes and all the details within the picture. So the paintings themselves are very large size, the originals.
So hopefully you can take those, put those into to like a PowerPoint presentation, a slide presentation, where if you're on the road and showing the book and are talking about it, that people will be able to see it live in color big time.
Oh, yeah, okay. And I do have copies of the pictures, big ones, which I love showing people, because they just, I've watched people at festivals react. I'm a people watcher, and all of a sudden it's like they look like little kids all over again. Like, ooh, pretty, what's this? And, you know, as I stand there and explain what the different elements are, and these are very detailed, it's just like all of a sudden you're looking at the child again, and that's what dolphins are all about. Dolphins are all about making us feel safe, creating bubbles of sacred space around people to where they can get in touch with their hearts and with their inner child, and bring that joy and that play out into the world in safe space. I'm probably the only person that I've ever met that almost got thrown out of a festival for blowing too many bubbles and having too much fun.
We have working here in the Memphis area a number, and I know there are a number of them out, dog whisperers and horse whisperers and animal healers, and a lot of people that are communicating and nowadays with animals, but I think you're the only one that I know that where that communication is with dolphins. So as a closure to the show, I want to kind of turn it over to you, Cindy, and just give our listeners the dolphins' message, and then they can go and get the book, and they can get that message reinforced. But from your mouth and from your heart, tell us the dolphins' message.
Okay. First of all, I would like to tell everybody that there is a lot of people on this planet that are communicating with whales. When you said, James, about your whale show, I didn't hear W-E-L-L. I heard W-H-A-L-E. I thought you were saying the whale show. So an overall message that the dolphins have, if you want it in a nutshell, I would say that one of the themes that they give me over and over again in every message that they give me is, number one, it's okay to be who you are. It's okay to be human. It's okay to be a dolphin. Whoever you are is a unique spark of divinity walking on this planet. And their message is also eye to eye and heart to heart. We can heal each other and heal the planet. And They're all about communication and connection, true heart-to-heart connection. Because one of the things that they've told me, when they look at humans walking on the beach, humans look very lonely. They look very isolated to the dolphins. And they watched humans for years. And that was one of the things that really, so what they did was they kind of developed this dolphin school for humans. And the things that they felt like would not only save the earth, because they recognized the pollution and the damage that humanity is causing to the planet, but they also wanted to really help the people who were walking on this planet. They're very wise. They're amazing. When you really start communicating with them, they're beyond what I could ever have expected in their communication.
They seem to be so social. You know, we're going in groups, and if you're on a boat, sometimes you see them running back and forth in front of the boat, and very playful.
Always going to have the element of fun in there. Always. That's just who they are. Did you know that dolphins are actually conscious breeders? If they don't want to be where they're at, they will actually stop breathing and die rather than be unhappy. So that's how important their joy is to them.
Now, that's very interesting. I'd never heard that before.
I have a lot of factual information in this book about dolphins, even though the book is actually fiction. There is definitely elements throughout the book that are teaching people about who the dolphins really are. So kind of watch for that. And also, when I teach dolphin skills for people, and I've got a section in there where Billy actually goes to dolphin school, and he learns how to make bubbles, and he learns about the dolphin DNA changes that they can do to help heal humanity's DNA. And dolphins are actually masters at sound and vibration. From the moment that they're born till the moment that they die, they are interconnected. They know where every member of their pod is. At all times, they can hear each other's heartbeats. That's how connected they are. And I know that's very hard for humans to understand or even comprehend. And a lot of people are going to say, ooh, you know, imagine hearing your mother from the time you're born until the time she passes over, you know, and being that interconnected and that intimate with another human being your whole life. They can't imagine how we live.
Were there any when you were on the boat or when you were around them? Did you develop any relationship with a single pod member?
Yes. I actually developed relationships with hundreds of dolphins, but my main pod that I physically swim with, is off the coast of Nevar. And when I go to the coast, I do a lot of healing for the planet, and I connect in with the grids of the planet and connect them in with the crystal sands, and I send this healing energy all over the world, which I'm doing what I call a beach activation, a radical joy beach activation Saturday in Nevar at 11 o'clock. I can actually drive my car across the bridge in Pensacola and watch members, dolphins that I know, will actually jump out of the water to make sure that I know that they're there. So there are many, many dolphins that I physically know. During the oil spill, I did dolphin rescues in Orange Beach and actually took the plight of the dolphins in this particular area worldwide on Fox News. Not something I ever planned, but something that was absolutely necessary in order to save them. So there's many, many dolphins. They know me as well as I know them. And it's the most amazing thing watching them actually swim back and forth, which I write in the book because I've had this experience of the dolphins actually swimming parallel to me as I walk up and down the beach. Doesn't matter what direction I go in, but they'll and they have language. They actually, I know their call for my name. So, although I don't actually speak dolphin very well, there is a language. And when they communicate with me many times, they'll speak English or they'll send me pictures, very, very clear pictures of what they're trying to convey. So, yes, I know physical dolphins, too. At the Gulfarium, there was a dolphin there called Lily that I would literally start feeling her when I get out in the parking lot. And I write about Billy's experience with the dolphins getting missed and leaving and not paying any attention to him because they were upset that he took too long to get in the Gulfarium. And then when he turned around and started studying in a picture, there all the dolphins were. And my husband witnessed this and just died laughing. You know, the moment I decided I didn't want to pay attention to the dolphins anymore, there they were, all three of them in the same window. What you doing? You know, why aren't you paying attention to us now? So, and I can walk up to the glass at the Gulfarium, and I've got pictures of the dolphins giving me a kiss through the glass. We do kissy-kissies.
Now,
and although I do not approve of any dolphin being in a Gulfarium or any other captivity, the ones that are there, I just can't abandon. I go and send healing to them.
I don't want to, the show is about the book and about the dolphins, but I don't want to leave the show without you telling the listeners about the Pupples.
Oh, yes, the Pupples.
They're
Abby and Tinker.
Because they're big
Abby and Tinker
in the
are real. Yeah. And these are all teacup chihuahuas. They're all chihuahuas that I have actually physically owned. And Izzy always has little angel wings on her back. She's the little black one. And there's Izzy and Bella, Tinker and Abigail. Abigail was the one that taught me a lot about communication with the dolphins. And she also taught me a lot about animal communication. Tinker was a rescue and was supposed to be put to sleep the next day. And we just lost her this year, which was devastating. But Izzy and Bella are still here, and they're still communicating with me. And they were an integral and really fun part of the book because they're kind of like that frog in Warner Brothers. They talk to Billy in English until his parents get there, and then they all sit down and act like dogs. So
yeah, that was
really
one,
that was the fun.
That was a fun one to illustrate.
We've got about 90 seconds, but I wanted to remind you, listeners, that if you want to meet the Pupples, you want to meet Bubbles and Billy Sandwalker, you can do it by getting the book, and you can contact the author, Cindy Laporia Mogavero, at www.dolphinhugs4u.com. It's dolphinhugs4u.
Or you can tell them my phone number.
And you can call her at 601-466-6559. 466-6559, and that's a 601 area code. I want to thank you, Cindy, for being with us, and Lane for being able to join us. That was really great. It's
Cindy and Lane.
Was not expected originally, but I'm really glad that you could be with us on the show. Thanks, Cecil, and thanks everyone for
Cindy,
being with us,
Lane,
on the No Show.
Thank
Have
you.
A good evening.
Cindy and Lane.
Yes.
Yes.
Cecil, just wanting to say hi. I enjoy working on the book. Love the illustrations. And
thank you.
Looking forward to meeting you. in person,
oh,
both of you.
Oh, absolutely. Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, that was wonderful.
I'm glad you stepped in.
Okay. Enjoyed it. Loved it.
Thank you.
Have a good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
You too, and thank you so much for having us on. We
yes,
so
thank you for including me.
Helping us getting the message out.
Our pleasure.
Bye.